This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Pennsylvania's Human Services Secretary was before the state Senate Appropriations Committee discussing a wide range of topics that make up the largest chunk of Pennsylvania's budget, including what private equity is doing to health care providers across the state. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Pennsylvania's Human Services Secretary Val Arkush was asked about Governor Josh Shapiro's emphasis on limiting private equity firms acquiring medical systems and hospitals. Arkush says the hedge funds often sell off buildings or property to a real estate investment trust, then lease it back to the hospital.
It's just a playbook that ends in the way that they're all ending, which is at some point the original entity runs out of money. They can't carry that operating cost of having to pay some sort of rent or lease payment, and eventually we are looking at some sort of bankruptcy situation.
Delaware County State Senator Tim Carney noted the funds bank on the reliability of Medicaid and Medicare, then pull profits out of the hospitals without reinvesting in facilities or infrastructure, pointing to a recent incident at Crozier Chester Medical Center.
Yeah, I literally had a fire in a mechanical room that was directly traced to the fact that they hadn't been doing ongoing maintenance.
Arkush says the hedge funds are essentially pillaging the medical system, noting it's a major problem with nursing care centers as well, and called on the state Senate to work with the governor on a solution. One of the biggest obstacles to Philadelphia's effort to increase its tree canopy is the city itself. That's according to testimony at a city council committee hearing on the Philly Tree Plan. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The Philly Tree Plan is a 10-year strategy to grow the urban forest, and just 2 years in, Parks and Rec Commissioner Susan Slauson says it's planted 3,700 trees, with half of the yard trees installed in the starkest, most vulnerable neighborhoods.
Green spaces and oases in areas where the city is densely built, and the tree canopy supports areas that have been identified as heat islands.
And yet, several witnesses, like Hal Rosner, testified the city itself had done the most damage to the tree canopy by cutting down trees in FDR Park or allowing their removal by developers.
FDR must never happen again.
Another roadblock to more trees are residents, according to Temple Professor Hamel Pearsall.
Residents want to understand what kinds of costs they're assuming for watering and pruning their tree. They are concerned about their liability in the event of a tree falling on a neighbor's property.
Pearsall says if the Philly Tree Plan can address these concerns, it will make progress in more equitable canopy cover. Starting May 7th, Americans will need a so-called real ID to board domestic flights if they don't have a passport. Millions of New Jersey residents need to update their driver's licenses to be compliant. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty tells us the Motor Vehicle Commission is adding thousands of appointments every day for renewals.
If your license says not for real ID purposes on top instead of a little star, you'll need a new one to board a domestic flight or enter certain federal buildings after the May 7th deadline.
We're trying to do our best to manage the demand van. We're adding appointments.
MVC spokesman William Connolly says 3,000 appointments are added to their website every day at 7 a.m., and they're also expanding access with mobile unit events all over the state.
You will be required to bring the required documents for Real ID, which includes two proofs of address, one verifiable social security number, and then identity documents that add up to 6 points by day.
Connolly says the best place to start is making an appointment on their website, realid.nj.gov.
That site has a document selector that kind of walks you through the requirements.
For those with passports, Connolly says they can wait until their next scheduled license renewal rather than trying to beat the May 7th deadline. Philadelphia Soccer 2026, the nonprofit and operational host committee of FIFA World Cup 26 in Philly, unveiled the first of 16 host city posters at the Flower Show Wednesday. KYW's Sheridan Howard spoke with the winner of the poster contest.
Nick McClintock is a visual artist from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and he's wearing his brand new title with pride.
I was the winner of the poster design contest for the 2026 FIFA World Cup host city poster for Philadelphia.
And maybe a bit of shock and awe.
And it's amazing. Yeah. Woo-wee.
McClintock's poster design, he explained, marries perfectly the feel of the city and the sport.
I really took a lot of inspiration from the architecture and the layout of the city of Philadelphia and incorporating the energy of soccer into that.
And with all the flowery panache, McClintock says, he was truly impressed by the attention to detail.
Here we have this insane floral interpretation of my design, which is still blowing my mind.
FIFA World Cup 26 is set to be the largest competition ever hosted by FIFA, with three host countries, 16 host cities, 48 teams, and over 100 matches. A healthcare system based in Delaware is setting its sights on opening a new hospital in Delaware County. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, this comes at a time where the county is fighting to retain and build hospital networks for its residents.
More than 2 years ago, Springfield Hospital closed its doors forever. Since then, Crozier hospitals in the county have struggled to stay afloat. But the Christiana Care Health System is working to improve hospital care in Delaware County.
They want to bring a 10-bed emergency room hospital with another 10 beds that people could stay over for short-term visits.
Springfield Township Solicitor Jim Burns says later this week, their planning commission will hear from the healthcare system before making a recommendation to their board of commissioners, who will also hear from Christiana before voting on whether or not to approve the hospital.
There are some people that are excited about getting hospital care in Springfield, because right now we have no hospital care and the hospital care across the county is pretty scarce.
But
there are people that live around it that are justifiably concerned.
Christiana is currently constructing a healthcare campus in Aston, Delaware County. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. Check out the Honda Civic Accord or HRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 4.9% APR on a 2025 Civic or a 3.9% APR on a 2025 Accord or HRV. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Si and Type R.